Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
20 years ago, 1 out of 10 children was considered overweight. Today, it's 1 in 3 kids. And for adults, more than half are weighing in on the chubby side of the scale. Social nutritionist Dr. Kim Rain of the Centre for Health Promotion at the University of Alberta is just one of several researchers who are studying the cultural changes that underlie this alarming increase in obesity. Dr. Rain points to our physical environment, where cities are built for driving, not walking. And then there's our economic environment that supports the clustering of obesity among populations with lower incomes and lower education.
For example, one of my graduate students mapped out where all the fast food restaurants were in the city of Edmonton, and then he compared where they were to the census tract information around income, and found that people in low-income neighborhoods were exposed to 2.7 times more fast food outlets.
No wonder it's hard to stay thin when you're surrounded by such temptation. But Dr. Rain believes these are the facts politicians need to design the social environments and policies that will curb the obesity crisis. Thanks today to the Alberta Heritage Foundation for Medical Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.